people need to laugh in a time where he was ahead of his time. From a place called the 44th floor of a Korean taco plant. Some might say he's a goofball. The ladies just say he's a god. We just say he's crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy Jay and all his craziness. Plus special guests and the Crazy 8 Countdown coming to you live from the 44th floor of a Korean taco plant next to Dumpster 3. Right here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And now, here's Crazy Jay!
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. And joining me, like he did last week, it's the Spaz.
The Spaz Box!
How you doing, buddy?
Dude, I'm doing great. It's great to be back here on the 44th floor.
First show was amazing.
Hey, well, we had some great responses. Thank you guys so much. It's honestly a joy to be here and to have some more mischief and mayhem.
We had some technical issues, but we have fixed it.
Yeah, we are going digital.
You have totally upgraded the studio. I would like to call this the Rockin' Comedy Show 2.0.
Yes, 2.0. And we just want to, this is actually the first show that we're doing that is completely digital.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. And I want to say that for the first time ever, we did over 17,000 downloads for your first show. So I've never had that in one day.
Excellent,
so,
man.
I honestly just badass.
We want to even get even more than that. We're out here to have a good time. It's all about music and comedy, and this episode especially, there's plenty of both.
There is so much going on in today's show. We've got Hooters girls coming on.
Excellent. Bringing the wing.
They're gonna participate in a contest called Are You Smarter Than a Hooters Girl?
You know, and you have two of your friends coming
in
to
guys,
be
yeah,
contestants.
Johnny and Phil are going to be stopping by to play. Rabbi's going to pop in and out, I think.
Yeah, he's going to be out here. And
he's doing a good
out.
Job keeping people in the green room. And
because God knows it's a zoo in there, bro.
Yeah,
it's a zoo
a lot of
in,
people
there.
In there. I heard that, I wish they would have pizza. So, you know, guess maybe we should.
No, maybe next time we can get a couple pizzas in here.
Anyway, but so he's going to be here. Angie's back with the news.
Yeah,
I'm liking,
awesome
I'm liking
times,
that.
Angie.
That's going to be great when she's here. Brian Hoffman, who has a show in town. He does a tribute to Red Skelton. He's going to stop by. He hasn't been on the show in a while. He was on the show around Christmas time last year.
Yeah, great. So he's a comedian.
He is a comedian. He's also a Grandpa Munster impersonator around Halloween time. So
awesome, awesome.
He's badass. So he'll be here. Maybe we'll get him to sit in on a... I can't get behind that.
That sounds like fun. It's my favorite.
He's been around. I'm sure he's got some grandpa-type complaints.
Dude, I mean, that dude's like 800 years old. I'm sure he has complaints for a lot of things.
Not 800 years old, but he's up there. We've also got Coach Pinto from the Las Vegas Volleyball Academy stopping by.
That's right.
Tell us what's going on. Lisa and Michael from Stardust Fallout e-magazine.
Stardust Fallout. Yeah, it's an internet magazine.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They will let you know what's going on in this town.
And, as well as us.
Yeah, and we're going to start hopefully doing some
cross-promoting with them.
With them.
It's great to have other guys out there telling us what's going on in Vegas.
So
it sounds like it's a packed show,
man.
And
then we have, what's his name, Scott Diehl.
Scott Diehl, he wrote a movie.
A movie called A Doll Named Charlotte, which is fantastic. I've seen it on YouTube. Kind of want you to make a longer version of it. Yeah, I'm going to tell him that when he's here, because it's really good, but then it's like, it's over, because it's 7 minutes, and you're like...
Yeah, you can look it up on... Yeah, I was watching it on the internet, too. A Doll Named Charlotte. Just go hit it on YouTube. It's a seven-minute horror flick, and yeah, it's great. These guys are going to be in here. They are independent writers. And paramedics, apparently, from what I hear.
Yeah, I mean, awesome, awesome stuff. And Jeremiah Suter, who was on the show last week, commented that he had a great time and hopefully has a chance to come back and work with us soon. So I've invited him to perform at Cadillac Ranch this Sunday, so you're not going to want to miss that. Speaking of that, we do have the listener party this Sunday, August 15th, Cadillac Ranch.
I'll be there, man. I'd love to meet all your listeners. I'll be jamming out as well. I'd love to jam out with Jeremiah again. That was good times. And we also have another artist coming in today, an R&B artist.
Yeah, he's going
to so
be.
So I hope to get to jam out with him as well. His name is Alex Ferrara. Ooh, it rolls off the tongue like Sperasa.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
I'm a champion of D&D. MC, enter, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have a Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 faces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grill, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, and a play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I set the flames ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. Sure, kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon.
You are a sing song. See me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters.
I've been browsing and sexing X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now. And have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing website. Web flow. My friends need some code. Who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. And my knives with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me. Get freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme. And wider than sour cream.
I was in a V club and Glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so wide and nerdy.
Just because I'm wide and nerdy.
Just because I'm wide and nerdy.
All because I'm wide and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm wide and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters. Oh well, it's obvious I'm wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
Polka dot undies. sperm. She'd swallow almost anything, except for stories that her brother didn't like birds, but hung around leather bars and liked to eat fish and chips, and he still sucked his thumb. I said, I don't mind, and she kissed me on my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. Softly, and I said, I'll tell you what, let's roll up the windows and I'll eat your last bar of chocolate, the one that's in the parcel. She said, no, 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 and she called me a taxi. And I said, I beg your pardon for getting home real fast before I lose my polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. Never find it in a glass of warm milk or tea, cause it will not fit. And you probably already think I am full of vague innuendos and double meaning rhymes, but I'll tell you that obscenity is all in your polka dot undies. Your polka dot undies. Yeah, your edible undies.
Larry G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor with our guest, Brian Hoffman. It's been months, Brian. We haven't heard
it really
from you.
Has, yeah.
We wrote letters.
You're still alive.
We've got nothing back.
I've been a complete recluse.
Woo-hoo! You don't call, you don't write.
You've been busy, obviously. Yeah.
You're still alive.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Glad to have. Yay! I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be back.
I introduced you to Angie. She does the news on our show now.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah.
All the news?
All the news that
all
is
the news.
That, well, the news.
All the news that's important.
All the news that we care about, anyway. But thank you for stopping by. We know you have a busy schedule out there at Bonnie Springs and also with your show that you're doing.
Yeah. And then Halloween's coming.
Yeah.
So for those of our listeners that don't know who Brian is, why don't you just give us a rundown on what you do for a living?
In 15 seconds. Now,
15
go.
Seconds. I play Cowboy at Bonnie Springs, Red Skelton at the Royal Resort, and Grandpa Munsters for special events.
Excellent. So if you need Grandpa Munster at your event.
And his Grandpa Munster is freaking wicked.
Dude, he looks like
it is wicked.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But like your Red Skelton, you say that you're performing over at the Royal Resort.
Royal Resort Hotel. Right over on Convention Center Drive, and I do that Mondays at 2 and Saturdays at 9. It's about a 90-minute show.
90 minutes of Red Skelton.
Yeah.
And you were telling me earlier that Red Skelton is famous for his pantomimes.
Pantomimes. I love doing them on the radio.
Yes, they're fantastic. He looks good. Do one right now for us. Go on. Do a pantomime right now. Oh, dude, you guys got to see
this.
That is
so fantastic. I'm blown away. I've never seen
it. It honestly looked like he was climbing a ladder. He's getting the bottle, threw it on the floor. Ridiculous. I mean, it's genius work, people. Genius.
I told you he's a comic genius.
Yeah,
exactly.
Comedy gold, as they say.
And you need to get out there and see it. I mean, for those of you who don't know who Red Skelton is, it's a blast from the past.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's bringing it to the zeros, the 2000s. So the young people can really know what they're missing instead of all that stupid cable bullcrap that they watch.
Yeah, and video games.
Rather. Yeah, right. You know, this is way better.
I think so, too. And again, to me, even when I was doing my own comedy, I never felt that the vulgar insults was funny. I mean, anybody can do that. we can all get up there and insult somebody and cuss at them, and there's no setup and delivery.
Yeah, we do that on a daily basis here.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that walking up and down the street. Go to Fremont Street.
There's
you'll see that every day.
There's only one man that can do that properly, and that's Don Rickles.
Oh, yeah, Don is, yeah.
Don is the master.
But he doesn't do it with profanity, though. But
no.
he's very good, and he's very clever, and
right.
He had that down. And, you know, he used to be a car salesman, and so did I at one time.
You guys look the same.
Yeah, Don Rickles.
No, well, you're actually a lot better looking than Don. I've seen Don in real life. You know, Don looks like, you know, 10,000 years older than sand at this point.
Yeah, I think he was friends with Jesus when they were little.
You know, I'm sure they were. That's excellent. So
yeah.
Tell me about Grandpa Munster. How did you get into that?
Grandpa Munster was years of denial, treating it like alcoholism. I'm serious. People would go, "You look like Grandpa from the Munsters," and I'd be like,
"Yeah, how old
right.
were you when this happened?"
I was in my 30s. Yeah.
Jesus, that would really put me in a deep dark place.
Did you stop and think maybe you should stop wearing the green paint? They might not say that to you.
Yeah, actually,
you know, it's the old, you know, 1840s tuxedo that you had
going
on, that,
and the cape and hanging upside down when they walk by.
Stop lying to yourself.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not Grandpa Munster.
I'm my own person.
I'm going to a ball, for God's sake.
Yeah, it was mid to late 30s is when that really sunk in. And that was after moving from like 5 different states and finding new people. And they go, "You know who you look like?" So finally I said one year, I'll prove that I don't. And I put the makeup on and went, "Oh my God, I do."
Which is weird because...
Now available for weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Grandpa Munster.
I got to reveal this part.
Yeah.
This is awesome because as he was doing Grandpa Munster, a woman came up to him and said, "You know who you look like?" And
Connery.
He said, "I look like Grandpa Munster." She said, "No, you look like Red Skelton."
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
For real. Yeah, and she was one of these little 80-year-old ladies at a 50-year class reunion or something.
Because those are awesome.
Yeah.
They get down at those 50-year class reunions.
Get away from me. You're bothering
yeah.
me.
And that happened to me here in Vegas, too, up on Las Vegas Boulevard.
50-year class reunion, and here he is, Red Skelton.
It was that
Grandpa
one.
Skelton.
Yeah,
Grandpa Skelton.
Now just combine the two, you might have a whole new act.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Get those 50-year-old ladies throwing their panties on stage. Excellent. That's just my nightmare waiting to come true.
Those got to be as big as parachutes, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, what happens in Vegas, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
But
yeah,
you also you're also telling me that... Red Skelton, his character, that he does all kinds of these jokes, these silly wife jokes that honestly I'd love to hear a couple.
Oh, you'd like to hear a couple of them?
Because, I have a wife.
Do you?
And she's silly all the time.
That might not fit in our budget to have him tell jokes.
Excellent. But, you know, so I could always use
I
go
for one special
good
going
jokes
on.
To throw at the wife now and then if they're clean.
Well, yeah, like you got to keep the lines of communication open.
Of course.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, I haven't spoken to my wife in 18 months. I don't like to interrupt her.
Smart man.
The other day she came home telling me the car wasn't running too good. She thought there might be water in the fuel. I said, "All right, where's the car?" She said, "It's in the lake."
Oh. That's great. I mean, it's like they never get old. Silly wife jokes, all those things that deal with the relationship dynamic.
Yeah.
It's just, it happened when you were 30. It's happening when I'm 30 now. You know, it doesn't change, and that's awesome. And you were also saying the good old shtick like Gertrude and...
Oh, Gertrude and Heathcliff, the two seagulls, you see.
Oh,
two seagulls. Gertrude says, "This laying eggs is a pain in the neck." Heathcliff says, "You're doing it wrong."
That's the thing. You don't want to give a seagull, you know. Male seagulls should never tell female seagulls how to lay eggs. For those who need the joke spelled out.
I like how you got into it.
It's the pantomime.
You got to get the...
It's the pantomime and to see the seamless transition. That's true professionalism. Professionalism, people.
For sure. You got to get into character.
So you've been doing Red Skelton now for what, 24 years?
Thanks to another fella, but it was about 2 years here in Vegas. About 4 years ago I accepted it, but never had a place to perform it and do it. Just here and there once in a while. So.
Are you one of the many here, or is the Red Skelton in person, or are you the one?
Well, right now I am the one.
That's good. Awesome. That's good. There's no competition, so you can get out there on top of the game. School all the young guys to when they're ready. You know what I'm saying?
There is one other fella, but he's got cancer right now. He's not doing real well, but I hopefully he'll recover.
Yeah, I hope he recovers slowly. Slowly. So you don't think you can get out there and get on top of your game.
He's
you
in misery. Branson Misery.
Oh, Misery. Oh, yeah, man. I performed there.
He's in Misery and has cancer. He's really hating life.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah, he has his own. And believe it or not, his show in Branson was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, I believe it.
I do, too, because everybody with their walkers and their wheelchairs, they get up at 4
probably
in the morning.
Your
show on Mondays is at 2. So do you offer a 2-for-1 dinner special at 3 o'clock?
you know, if we had the restaurant in there, I would, but that's gone away, so it's hard to work with that. But yeah, and my primary audience are the blue hairs, I guess. I don't know how else to put it.
Oh yeah, watch, look out there. I know how it is. I've done the geriatric circuit on my time with Toxic Audio. Nothing but singing to a sea full of Q-tips.
They were having such a good time the other night, there wasn't a dry seat in the house.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on out.
Well, good. I'm glad to be here.
And once again, he's at the Royal Resort. That's over at 99 Convention Center Drive.
Yep.
The Royal Resort, 99 Convention Center Drive, Monday at 2 o'clock.
Mondays at 2.
And Saturdays at 9.
Saturdays at 9.
If you are interested in going to see the show, please give us a holler here at the Rockin' Radio Show.
Cool.
And we will throw some people your way. And
oh, we'd love to have it.
Yeah.
Me and Jay will be out there throwing our panties on stage, too. Well,
would you really?
He
has enough of my panties.
Damn it. Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on out.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, man.
Yeah.
And we'll see you out there at Bonnie Screams.
Yes. Well, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, they come to my terms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Play hardball, man. Play hardball. Don't let the man take you down.
That's right, you know. I work hard doing that, and they better appreciate it. So yeah, if they come to my terms,
nice.
I'll be there. If not, I have another venue I can go to.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's good because God knows I'm looking for another venue right now. This guy's got options, people.
Big options.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you for stopping by.
You're very welcome. Fun. Thank you for having me. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
As a mother of two, I'm busy nonstop. But no matter how busy things get, I'm making it a point to take a little time out to get the H1N1 flu vaccine for my children. And I'm advising every parent I know to do the same. You see, if you're a mother like I am, the threat of this year's flu season is very real. Because children are especially vulnerable to serious complications from the H1N1 flu virus, which could lead to hospitalization and even death. That's why I'm urging parents to get their children vaccinated. Vaccination is safe and is the most effective way to prevent the flu. To learn more, log on to flu.gov. Just think, if we all do our part and get our children vaccinated, we'll be doing what's best to protect our families and help stop the spread of the H1N1 flu. To get the facts and how you can protect your family and prevent the flu, go to flu.gov. Together, we can all fight the flu.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yeah.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
the news with our hot correspondent, Angie.
Woohoo!
Excellent. That's right. This is her second time she is on here doing the news. So, and we are excited to have you back. So, excellent. Angie, what do you have for us that we honestly care about and what's important here on the Rock and Comedy Show?
The news we care about.
What we care about. Okay, so a man in Buffalo, New York, they stopped this guy and charged him for cruelty to animals.
Bastard. You know.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
They found a live cat marinating in oil and peppers in the trunk of his car.
Was he Asian?
Nice.
Was it?
I don't want to laugh, but.
But it's funny. That's why I brought it.
Because that's completely.
Wrong people, but funny.
Don't do it, but at the same time, it's
that's
very
completely
funny.
Acceptable in China, people.
But it was in New York.
Were they Asian?
Were they in Chinatown?
You know, because I'm saying, that's still completely acceptable in China.
Were they holding their eyes like this?
Around, like,
you know, now why you had to go far like that? You had to go that. That's a little bit going too far.
It's not going too far.
Yeah, no, that's messing with my. Why are you going to make fun of my people like that?
That way Pinto walked out.
You see?
I offended Pinto.
I'm not going to have this.
I will. This is poppycock. This is poppycock. Throw some spices in there. Good.
Let it cook in the trunk of the car. It's fine. It's fantastic.
Oh man! So what else do we have?
Yeah, but
what happened? What kind of sentence do you get for doing that kind of thing? It's not like you're killing people or anything.
It doesn't say a sentence. Pretty much, he got stopped for running a stop sign. They found the 4-year-old cat in a cage. It was in a cage.
Was he Asian?
It doesn't say.
Wait, what was the name?
What was the guy's name?
I don't know what the guy's name was. I took it out.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if he was Asian, everybody would be like, that's fine.
Yeah, we don't need the name. We just need to know he was marinating a cat in the trunk of his car.
Yeah, but he told the officers that his male cat was pregnant.
His male cat was pregnant?
Yeah, the male cat in the trunk was pregnant.
Nice.
But pretty much they cleaned up the cat and put him up for adoption. So the cat's
great, because he has more chance of surviving in a kennel where he could be put to sleep rather than eaten. That's fantastic. All right. What else have we got for these?
A man in Florida called 911 because he was too drunk to drive home, so he was asking for a ride home.
Oh, yeah.
That happens in Vegas all the time.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Hey, I wish more people had sense like this guy. You know, if everybody, if you call 911 like, dude, I am going to hit somebody. I'm going to hit somebody. I need some policeman to do the nice thing and come drive my drunk ass home. I mean, we would deal, granted, you know, maybe they can charge like a small fee.
Let's say they can just be the new taxi service, you know?
Right, the 911.
The 911's like, dude, you know what? I need a ride. I am completely obliterated.
But he was at the liquor store when he called for the ride.
Well, you know, sometimes we're at the bar.
Yeah. What do you
mean? At least
he's drinking responsibly. That's all we can ask.
I mean, you can't arrest him for that, can you? He's doing the right thing.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah, there are too many people who abuse that, so. Thank God. God bless him. I can get behind that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Next time, call 911.
I'm too drunk, and my, you know, Tina, my ex-girlfriend, she really didn't want to come out and pick me up because she says she doesn't like it when I drink too much. And, yeah, call 911.
So what happened was I called 911. They said they were coming.
And they took me home. There was really a guy. His name is Officer Mike.
Officer Mike was cool.
So given, and did they take him home?
No, he got, they said he was misusing emergency services.
So he got arrested.
Yeah, and the man said that the sheriff said he was going to pick him up and never did.
You see what happens when you try to do the responsible thing? The man smacks you down and throws you in prison.
That's what the man does.
Man does, always holding you down.
That damn man.
Damn the man. What else we got?
So in Utah, two parents were pretty much fighting and split up their daughters as being friends because one of the moms... One of the moms. Because there are two moms, different parents, you know. Different daughters, parents.
Okay,
that's good.
So
got
it.
Split parents.
Well, I'm just
trying
to get
here. Trying to get
the whole
story.
No, I only have one mom.
There were two moms. What were the moms wearing?
Were they hot? Probably not. They're from Utah. You know, but you know, some dude, you know, polygamy. You know, the Mormons. Yeah, like six moms.
Mormon girls are freaky. I'm telling you.
You know, they too secluded, man. You got to get them out.
Got to do something.
That's where they all end up coming to Vegas and you end up working at Spearmint Rhino. I'm getting away from, you know, God.
I need a break. Anyways,
the reason the friends split. One of the moms took a photo of her daughter's friend and manipulated it so like her friend was having sex with a dog.
I do that with Rabbi all the time.
I know. I was going to say, bestiality photoshopping, that's
oh,
simple.
Oh, come on. That's
the
problem.
The only problem, though, is he's so hairy that when he...
Shut up.
I don't know where the dog sergeant Rabbi is.
Shut up.
I don't think I've ever heard
is,
Paul.
Is that a dog? Oh, wait. Is that still him?
Is Rabbi receiving at this point?
Yeah.
The only one knows the answer to that question is Alexa.
The poor girl. You.
I mean. So these two moms, they have it out because you know Stephanie was sitting
it's
there.
It's Photoshop and bestiality.
No,
man.
And she. It's called interspecies erotica, by the way.
I apologize.
You know, you better get your straight.
Zooshock.com, number one customer, Angie.
I told you that in confidence.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why are you spilling the beans?
My bad.
Told you that in confidence at Walmart.
Damn it.
that's where those type of companies
say where all important business all transactions occur.
But yeah, the mom passed a picture along at the girl's school too.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty jacked up. You can be showing that to your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to one-up your ass. Here's you doing crazy shit with an octopus.
How to say, tentacle porn coming in?
Tentacle porn.
Yes.
Nice. That's the end of that one.
Excellent. Because God knows, we need more. I mean, we need more drama in our schools, especially with these bored-ass moms who don't have anything better than to do with themselves than put their kids on Photoshop. What kind of messed up parenting?
Looks like that one woman that went to jail for doing that.
The phone call thing.
The MySpace thing, or making that girl end up eventually committing suicide.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's you don't mess with your kids, people. You don't. I mean,
other
get out,
kids.
Yeah, my job. I have my. I'm
mess
a
with kids you don't know.
Yeah, but still, it's like you don't retaliate. It's. You do that stuff in high school. You let the kids do that crap to each other. But when the parents start getting involved in it, it's just all kinds of broken. Like I said, this is the life that my daughters are growing up into. Get out there and get them in playing some
volleyball.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. Or video games.
Do something productive.
No, volleyball.
You know,
volleyball.
Those moms have to get up there and play some volleyball, for God's sakes. Do something instead of jacking with your kids' life. Let them do their own damn thing and stop trying to live their life for them. Messed up. I can't get behind it. Next.
All right. To go with last week's, the Japan man.
Oh, we love that. The 96-year-old.
No, he's like 100 and something.
111.
111.
But he died 30 years ago.
And he would mummify that long in his bed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome. They just wanted to keep him close.
Now they found his mother.
I can understand that.
But pretty much that raised suspicions when they were...
Gee.
Trying to get the population of the other old people in Japan. Yeah.
So
it's a common thing to mummify.
They immediately knew something was peculiar.
Yeah, they're missing 105 of those people that were in the record books.
105 of those people.
Yeah.
You know, where did you go? We ate him. Yeah. You know, we wanted him to be with us for all time.
Well, it says one woman who's supposed to be 125, her listed address is actually a park.
Well,
and now
done.
She is one with the park.
Grandma
really
park.
Wanted to be here right in the middle of everything so the kids, she can watch the kids play all the time. That's messed up.
But yeah, pretty much these families of these people are getting like pensions and stuff like that because they're supposed to be alive and they're not. So that's the whole reason for looking for
them. Come back to money.
That always comes back to my man.
Japan
should have kept my mom around.
Is the new Jew.
I can still, and you still can.
Oh, jeez.
All right, well, I got two more.
Excellent. This is great.
Okay, Iowa. I'm trying to keep them short this time.
Oh, Iowa. Nothing good happens in Iowa.
You said that about Pennsylvania.
Yeah, last week.
And look what happened.
I almost got another Pennsylvania story, but I decided to leave Pennsylvania alone this week.
Well, we can do it next week as well. So
I'm sure there'll be one next week, too.
Yeah. I based my news off of Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that?
For 7 months, that poor city.
So pretty much a restaurant owner in Iowa said that he has his head chef videotape kissing and licking a toad in the kitchen and putting it in his mouth.
Did they cook him later?
Who doesn't do that?
Yeah, that's how he's not getting any at home from his wife. Come on!
It was out in Osaka. Not that that makes a difference.
Osaka, is that like a Japanese restaurant?
It's a sushi restaurant.
Sushi restaurant. You know, he was like, you know, buddy, here's one for the road. I'm going to cut you up and give you to the patrons, but
I'm going to love you first.
I need the money, and you need to go.
But I guess he said that he was doing it to be funny and put the video on YouTube. And the restaurant owner said the chef is just a funny guy who needs some more training about restaurant sanitation.
So they actually did feed the frog to somebody?
I guess they use frogs there. Why else would he have frogs?
Frog legs?
Frog legs is, isn't it French or...
It might be.
I don't know. I've never had frogs.
Japanese depends on how you cook them.
Yeah, right?
Soy sauce. Putting them in soy sauce or in crepes.
Nice.
Or marinating.
Is this video actually on YouTube?
I don't know.
We'll have to go check this out. So if any
chef
of you...
licks toads at Osaka. Toad licking chef.
Oh my god, it just sounds wrong either way. Yeah. You know, when you have to,
speaking of toad licking.
Some toads are supposed to, you know, make you hallucinate.
High. I saw that on, yeah, that was it Family Guy that was on?
Is that what that guy was trying to do?
Maybe.
I hope to.
But speaking of that,
I was like, I dare you. I bet it was a dare. I was like, dude, this toad will get you high. This toad will get you high. Just one lick.
But it said that he kissed it first and then licked it and then put it in his mouth.
How many licks to get to the center of a toad?
That's disgusting.
Leave the jobs to us, Rabbi.
I'm not good at this stuff. I've said that before.
That's good. It's funny just watching you try.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the bad sex girl.
Hilarious.
Excellent. So out of Iowa, because God knows if that's all they have to do. And I've seen
lick toads.
To lick toads. You're going to like this one to go with your vodka and Red Bull. It's a Red Bull story.
Red Bull's good.
Yeah. Apparently, Red Bull gives you wings is true. They found that as many as 2% of women who drink Red Bull while pregnant, their kids come out with, like, wing-like growths on the back of them.
Come on.
No way. Really?
What chemical could possibly do
that? On the internet, it must be true.
Oh. All right.
You know, kids that, hey, they give you wings, or your kid is just a mutant.
Maybe it's the fact you did a shitload of drugs while you were pregnant.
And drink Red Bull.
Let's just blame it on Red Bull. Come on. I mean, really?
You drink too much Red Bull. You got wings on.
I mean, I can't get on the taurine at an energy drink train, for God's sake. I enjoy it once in a while, but now they have like 900 different energy drinks at 7-Eleven.
And they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Because God knows everybody else needs another vice to be stuck on. I have coffee, thank God. That's always constant and consistent for me.
Some of us do lines.
You know, some of us do lines.
Wow.
As Angie,
not me.
That's Angie, yeah,
how
sure.
Often on Saturday? How
back to the story.
Nice.
It says they did research on 800 women over a course of 3 years. The FDA is getting sued, too, because they approved Red Bull.
And people are still drinking it. Is it just Red Bull, or is it...
They just said Red Bull. But you want to know their response to it?
Yes, please.
This is a quote right here. So far, the only allegations are that this product gives children wings.
Feel like, you know what? You did this to my kid.
You have to trim them like you do a pet so they can't fly away.
They shave them off, you know?
But it said so far, none of the children who got wings have achieved flight yet.
Yeah, they're great. That's like being an ostrich or a dodo bird.
They're still learning how to do it.
They're still growing.
Yeah, until that one tries to jump off, you know, the really tall building. I have wings!
Good job.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Angie.
Angie with the name.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But Don't drive home drunk. But if you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something happened.
Okay, so if a natural disaster happened and we were outside the home, we would all meet at the park. That's our meeting point. That's where we would say, go here. This is safe. Dad will be here. We meet there. We'll be fine.
Well, we would probably just meet out in front of the house.
Our meeting place is our neighbor's house because she is my mom's good friend.
We all have a meeting spot, which is a bus stop. The reason for the bus stop is simply because nobody's going to be there. No buses, no people. There's probably going to be no traffic there. And it's a location that's in the middle of all three schools, so we can safely meet there, safely and quickly.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you. Spaz is here.
Woohoo! Excellent. And we have some new guests here in the studio. So tell us a little bit about the guests here that we have coming in.
Well, we have this guy is awesome because he did a movie, a little short film called A Doll Named Charlotte. I got the chance to see it on YouTube. I didn't get to go to the film festival that it was in, but I'll be up front and just say I liked it because it reminded me of an old Twilight Zone episode.
Actually, wait. I think they're here right now. Dude, welcome to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I please present to you Scott Scooter Deal, director of a movie called A Doll Named Charlotte. Thank you, and thank you for coming on out.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome. I love this studio. This thing is just awesome.
It's good. Well, you know, we try to make it at home.
It is. It's almost like my home, except without the blue walls and the stuff.
It's got walls. Nothing like your home.
No, absolutely not, actually.
Yeah. Liar? No.
No. Goodbye.
So here we have Scott Scooter Deal. He's the director of, like I said, A Doll Named Charlotte, and yes. He has his director of photography here, Glenn Student.
The amazing.
Glenn Student. It's like, I'm sorry. The amazing Glenn Student!
But this movie, A Doll Named Charlotte, is awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I actually want more. It's not long enough.
Honestly, there's a script.
That's what she said. Sorry. I had to just throw that
in. Okay, I think we should start making the show a little more cleaner.
There's actually a full script in work now to based on the short film. So the short film was only 7 minutes long, 6.5 minutes long. It was produced for a film festival here in town. So.
And what was the name of the film festival?
The film festival is the 48-hour film festival, actually. You get 48 hours to write, film, edit, and score a movie. So.
Man, that's under the gun.
Yeah, it is under the gun. It took us 16 hours to shoot it with like 11 different locations and, what was it, 60-some shots? It was ridiculous.
So you didn't sleep for 48 hours?
Pretty much, yeah. And then I went home after we got done shooting. I went home and wrote all the music for the thing. So
not only is he a gifted director, But he's also, you know, musical composer as well. Musical composer, what else do you have under your belt there, Scott?
I have a ranch.
Oh, wait, I also heard you're a DJ.
I was a DJ.
He's also a paramedic.
I am a paramedic.
Because, you know.
Teacher.
Paramedic teacher. I mean, just the Renaissance man.
I was Pope for a while. That was fun. Didn't like the hat. Didn't fit right.
Yeah, it was too tall.
Yeah, I was bumping off on, you know, the crooked stick.
Yeah, you got typecast out, right?
Exactly. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you look a little bit too young there, pal. We need somebody who speaks a little bit more Italian.
A little bit, yeah. And the fact that I'm not actually Catholic, so that was kind of weird. That didn't work out so well.
I could see how that could be a little bit awkward.
Could be, yes.
Yeah.
But you said this 48-hour film festival, it's held in 60, is it simultaneously in 60 different cities? Or is it?
They do like 3 or 4 simultaneous cities a week, and it starts in January, goes all the way through December. So, I mean, Paris, Germany, the city of Germany, of course. But, you know, all over the world, England, and they every city gets its chance to compete in this thing. And then at the end of the year, they have an international film festival where they take all the winners. Lump them into a big group.
Does your film go to the next?
I don't know yet. We won't know that until 2 weeks from tonight. Actually, is the 25th of this month is the final judging. So it's judged by industry. You know, they bring people from Hollywood, directors, and some talent over there, and they're the ones that actually judge the final movies.
Now for the judging part of the competition. You said that you picked him out of a hat. What if some guy got like, dude, I wanted to make that action flick. Darn, I got horror. You know? Son of a gun. I mean, why do I always get horror?
Yeah.
They've been overdone. I've seen like 50 million horror movies. And it's just like, how do you deal with that?
That sucks. Well, no. It was really, really rough for us because you have a list of genres, you know, that you can draw. And if you get
love
one
story again,
absolutely, that blows, then you can actually go back and draw a wild card. But the wild cards are even worse. I mean, it's like musical and Western.
I mean, when's the last time a horror movie won an Academy Award?
Silence of the Lambs would probably be the last one.
That's
pretty spooky.
Spooky when it came out.
Silence of the Lambs?
No,
Halloween 5. Why doesn't that win an Academy Award?
I wish I knew.
Friday the 13th, for Christ's sake.
You know, horror
is a hard genre to win in any kind of competition.
That and comedy, you know. Comedy never gets Oscars either. It's always proofy drama. I mean, fine dramas that are put together by... what we drew was a really difficult one. It was called Femme de Film, which was supposed to have a female lead in it. We didn't have any female actors when we started.
Because you know how many great female actors that we have besides like Glenn Close. I think that's the only one.
Pretty
left.
Much. Sandra, what's her name?
That's
pretty much, yeah. But yeah, we were just frantically making phone calls after that, and we were actually thinking about having one of the guys in our cast dress as a woman for it. So
you could have done
shut
it.
Up, dude! I don't do that.
Oh, I'm telling you,
shut up, man!
You could have done
shut
it.
Up! That's not what I do. I do female karaoke. That's it.
You know, Shakespeare was all male actors, so you'd have been lumped right in there.
They were gay.
Well, that's okay. All right. Well, there's that. So.
So tell us a little bit about A Doll Named Charlotte. We established that it's a horror film.
Yeah, it's basically kind of a horror thriller. And the idea behind it is about a high school student that's been having an affair with one of his pupils.
Damn.
Weird.
So lucky.
Especially in this day and age.
That is so, like, people don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, what was weird for us was it was a male teacher and a female student.
I never was that lucky, man. I was like, dude, if I could have found that teacher, that would have been straight A's in that class. For sure, straight A's in that class. I was like your CD student, but, you know, if I had a teacher that had that one A in class, I would have broken up with her after I got out.
See, you got to always plan your out.
No,
you break up
happens.
First and then you fail the class.
You know, I mean,
it's part of
that's
that.
What happens when you don't think ahead and you know, you don't anticipate bitches going crazy.
Bitches going crazy. That was going to be the name of the film, actually. Bitches going crazy.
or the sequel.
Oh, the bitches gone crazy, actually, yeah. bitch done went crazy. but anyway, the she threatens to call his wife. And narc him out, and so he, in desperation, kills her and buries her around the back of the school because that's what most guys do.
You know, you couldn't find a more less conspicuous place than
by the school.
Well,
I mean, we're in Vegas, man. There's miles and miles and miles of desert. Somewhere, everybody ends up in Zizek somewhere because it's an easy exit to get off of.
Absolutely. It's, you know.
But come on, right behind the school?
Yeah, well, you know, it's
I should have come back and haunted you.
It's convenience right there, you know. I mean, sometimes you got a body. What are you going to do with it then? Well, can't get out the front door. So he the ghost of this little this student starts haunting his daughter's doll, and basically drives him crazy.
The doll.
The doll.
You think it would drive the daughter crazy?
Right.
It does kind of actually, because the daughter.
Dad,
is,
my doll's talking to me.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Because that is a line straight out of the movie. My doll won't stop talking to me.
I have two daughters. My daughters tell me all the time.
Talking to me. It actually reminded me of that old Twilight Zone episode with Telly Savalas.
Oh, yeah. That's
classic,
you know, honestly,
that one's just creepy, too.
Yeah. That's most
he throws
of those
it in
ones.
The trash can and he goes to get it. It's not there. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Pretty trippy.
Yeah. Those are some classics.
All the, you know, Chucky films.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's... At least the doll didn't walk. You know, our doll doesn't get up with a knife and go after people. And
well, I mean, you only had 48 hours to make it.
You know, all that CG work you can get done in 48 hours.
I mean, even Lucas can't do it that fast.
Yeah, no, that's true. And even when he does, sometimes it's kind of like, really?
Yeah, really? We waited for Jar Jar Binks?
What, 20 years for Jar Jar?
Gosh, I'll never get that time back.
Never get those 2 hours back.
Son of a bitch.
I even own it, you know.
Yoda or Jar Jar Binks?
Yoda.
It's, you know.
Kind of stupid question is that? That's like, you know, Godfather or, you know, Goodfellas.
That's like saying brownie or big turd.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a better analogy, I must admit.
You know, yeah, there's a couple people I know probably pick big turd, but they all work in the EMS field, so it's
nice.
it's an odd group of people.
So we're looking forward, if you are interested in checking out A Doll Named Charlotte, it is on YouTube.
It is on YouTube. It's coupled up with our other web series.
So, I mean, you want to turn the lights down low and put on a good headset. So you
yeah. Not YouPorn.
YouTube.
Oh, YouPorn.
But YouPorn is just as scary sometimes, man. I've been there a couple of times. Woo!
Yipe.
You know, but you go check it out on YouTube. It's under, just type in a doll.
A Doll Named Charlotte, or if you type in the Paramedic Chronicles, it will actually pull up our KTF.
Is that your main channel, the Paramedic?
Yeah, that's our main gig. We film these little short movies about life as a paramedic.
I mean, let's get into that for a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds pretty interesting. Being a paramedic, being here in Vegas, I'm sure that you've seen one or two guys take a jump from wherever hotel or resort they're at. You know, because they hit rock bottom. Is it an exciting call to go out there? Ooh, brain matter.
You know.
Let's dissect
it. You know what's exciting about those calls is going to them. Because you're driving to them, you're like, oh, this is going to be good.
This is going to be great, man. I hope he's still twitching.
You know, yeah. And then you get there, and you're like, oh. Oh,
man, no movement.
You're expecting, like, you see somebody that dives off of a high building, and you're like, oh, yeah.
I hope he lives at least for a couple hours.
At least let me work him. And then you get there, and you're like, where is he? And those wolves
let me
fart
use my
over
training.
Here.
Let me use my training.
Yeah. You know?
I went to school for this, people.
Thank God for camera phones. I mean, no, there's no camera phones. Because... You know, it's a true story. Back in the day, AMR, some guys from Kansas, where I'm originally from, used to go and take pictures of dead bodies, and then they put them on baseball cards and sold them.
Wow.
Yeah, that caused a bit of a problem, you know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I got my picture of Joey. Only second edition?
Death ball cards, I guess. I don't know.
Changing Joey for Dustin.
Dude, that one's awesome. Dude, you can see his bone sticking out of his arm.
See, now that's a cool call right there. Not for them, of course. For them, it sucks. But for us, we're like, wow.
It makes your day that much brighter, especially if it's a Monday.
See, most of the good shootings happen on Monday.
Yeah, because of the weekend.
They just get all drunk and they're like, dude. Mondays are like, I'm going to go back over to his house now and I'm going to take care of him.
Nice.
That's how it works.
And that's right. He supplied all the sound effects.
You're the only one that can do sound effects.
That's great.
No, that wasn't. Sorry.
So as a paramedic and on the Paramedic Chronicles,
sure.
Do you get paid? Do you get all this is a labor of love?
Yes, absolutely. It's absolutely just nothing but a labor of love. It's we do it.
Yeah.
We do it just because we like it. I mean, I started them back in the 90s in Kansas City where I came from. And when I got out here, I bumped into a guy named Ryan Mafia, and we just started making them again. And they're literally, if you watch them, almost every single one of those is based on true stories. Every single one of those is
like
either
watching an episode of Cops.
It is, except it's
ER.
No, ER.
It's like, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come scrape your ass off the cement?
See, we could do our own. We could do our own.
Excellent, man. But it's a pleasure having you here.
Oh, dude, it was fantastic. I appreciate
luck.
The chance.
Good luck. Hopefully you win.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll find out 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Keep us posted, and please go see A Doll Named Charlotte on YouTube, or check out the ParamedicChronicles.com.
Yeah, ParamedicChronicles.com. We put our cartoons up there. We put all our...
if you don't win, fire Glenn.
I can't. I mean, I can't do. I can't tell you the elevation... From we were like here, and then he shows up, and we're like, if you can see my hand, it's above my other hand.
Don't worry, they understand that on radio.
Yeah, we've already learned about pantomime today.
Yeah, pantomime today from our last.
Important. Well, thank you guys so much for having
us
over.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Scooter Deal, and with his director of photography, Glenn Student. Thank you guys so much for coming on out.
Oh, thank you.
I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. I miss her oh so much. Can't live without her touch.
I don't hardly know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby. I want my baby back. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
quietly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a
Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
idiots.
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor.
Woohoo!
Joining us, we have a lot of guests today, and now it's time for our musical segment with Alex, and I forgot how to pronounce your last name.
Ferrara.
Ferrara.
He's
like,
from
almost
Italy.
Like the car.
Ferrara.
Yeah.
It just rolls right off the tongue.
Right.
Like Sparaz.
Alex was nice enough to answer our post on Craigslist that if you're a local act and you want to get some exposure, come to the Rockin' Comedy Show and have some fun with us. So
yeah,
welcome. Thank you for
thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So, Alex, tell us, first of all, you said you're from Italy.
Yes.
Because you can tell he sounds like he's from New York, really.
Yeah, it's definitely not a local accent either.
Yeah, no, it's not the Vegas accent, right?
Yeah.
So you came here a year ago, and you have a love for music. You have a love for music, and so what is it? How have you found the music scene here so far for you?
I really like it. I mean, it's How can I say? Well, completely different from Europe anyway, and from my place, I mean, where I come from, because we miss some stuff, like, you know, the open mics, for instance, is one of the things that we don't have over there. So instead, that's something really cool, you know, to meet, you know, and share music with musicians and stuff like that. So I really like it, and there are a lot of opportunities. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So you actually came here to the States to...
And something you guys have in common.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I love you. I'm here to jam, people.
Right,
I'm here to jam.
He also loves Michael Jackson.
Did he say he liked Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Did you miss that in the pre-interview?
Oh, yeah, the pre-interview. Yes, you have a big bond. The pre-interview. I guess I wasn't here for that. No, but yes, you know, some of your artists and influences, you are saying that Michael Jackson is one of them, but he... The music that you write, because you're gonna be doing a couple of original songs for
right.
us, and then I get to jam out with them later on. Awesome. But you other artists that you have a fondness of would be like other modern artists like Justin Timberlake, Chris Brown. That's
exactly.
You're an R&B artist, so I just want to get that straight, so people aren't really like, you didn't sound like rock and roll.
Yeah. We thought it was the rock and
comedy show, not the R&B comedy show. No, folks,
it's rocking because the show is badass. See, that's the part you're missing.
Excellent. I'm glad we had to, you know, spell it out for people because you have to cater to the lowest common denominator
right.
sometimes.
That's true.
That's excellent.
It is our audience.
The lowest common denominator. Yeah.
We have nothing else to do. Let's listen to this.
So, all right. I mean, let's get right down to it. Why don't you sit there and play one of your originals for us, man? What's
yeah,
the song
sure.
called?
Oh, I'm going to play, like, the first one, Woman and a Girl. That's the title.
Wait. What was that? Woman and a Girl?
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't understand through the accent, but I'm sure, you know, when everybody sings, we all sound, you know, English.
Yes.
So, good. I'm glad we got that straight. Woman and a Girl. I was like, wonton and a girl? I'm like, what? Woman and
one.
I'm like, wait, I just want to make sure I heard that right. All right. Woman and a Girl. All right. And this is Alex Ferrara.
Okay.
All you did.
I guess I'll always be fine, as long as she would be mine. It's still so hard to realize.
No. Okay. So that's what I wanted to know. Okay, I'll try from here.
That's
it.
Let's do it one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swap that mic out.
Yeah, let's do that. That mic sucks.
Hey. Now I'm singing to that one.
I guess I'll always be fine, as long as she would be mine.
Much okay.
Yeah, much better.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Alright, here we go.
I guess I'll always be fine, as long as she would be mine. It's still so hard to realize the way I could blow her mind, because she seems to be young, but when she talks she's not dumb. She's like a present from heaven. There ain't a girl who is better. She's both a woman and a girl. She's my perfect little pearl. I would never let her go. I would tell her she's the only one.
that this is a sign. The reason why she's divine. I find myself with no words. Hope you can add some of yours. Cause when I'm looking at her, I cannot breathe anymore.
Job.
Very good. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Alex and learn about, you know, more of his music, his love of music.
His love of music, and he's probably going to jam out some more with us.
All right.
So stay tuned.
All right.
Wild words you say,
this is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You take your six-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings. And she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever I'm not pulling it, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor.
Yeah!
Spaz
yeah.
is here.
What's up? Yeah.
Alex
What's
is here,
up?
And he, just before the break, did an amazing song.
Thank you
cool,
so
man.
Much. Thank you so much, guys.
Now, you have a MySpace page where your music can be found on there?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and that
that's
is...
That's the way to do it, man.
Just type in Alex Ferrara.
Well, actually, yeah, you're going to type in, you know, my full name, and my full name, it's a little bit weird, you know.
Because God knows you want to make it, you know, even harder for people to find.
But anyway, I can spell it out if you guys let me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's A-L-E-S-S-A-N-D-R-O.
Alessandro.
Right. Here we go. Yeah.
Alessandro.
And then, yeah, Ferrara, it's the same. So F-E-R-R-A-R-A.
Excellent.
He's a
That's
friend,
my
of,
my,
he's
space
a friend
page.
Of mine on my MySpace page, so you guys can just...
And we'll put a link on the website to your site so it can get out there.
Yeah.
Be good. So now we're just... now I get to jam with you a bit. So let's see. We're going to do a song by Radiohead.
Yeah, this is a great song.
And this one
of my favorite songs to play on Rock Band.
The surprise.
All
that's
right.
The only musical talent I have is a plastic guitar. Sorry.
All right, that sounds good. So we're actually going to play a song called Creep by Radiohead. And I have a keyboard here, so I'm going to line it in.
He's been waiting all week to play this thing. He's like, find me somebody that will play piano. I can play piano with. So.
Oh, well, hey, I'm here to jam, people.
I,
here to jam.
Are.
We're just having fun. And
that's the only instrument he can't make with his mouth is the piano.
Yeah, it is true. It is true.
I'll take the second verse. You take the first verse.
Ah, okay. And then we'll just... trade it off. All right, cool.
Okay.
And let's play.
What the hell am I doing here?
No,
How'd you like that, Alex?
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
That was awesome. That was really cool.
But it turned out good.
Yeah. Hey, I've never played with this dude in my life. I've never played with this dude. That was awesome. That was good times.
That
good
was
times.
Awesome. That was really cool. And one of my favorite songs.
Excellent. Excellent.
Excellent.
But Alex Ferrara, Alessandro Ferrara.
He's got my full name.
Alessandro. Yeah, I mean, they write songs about that, right?
I thought that might be dangerous if you gave him the full name. that was amazing.
That was my secret.
So, I mean, Alex, so you play at like places like open mics, so you can probably catch Alex. You go to his website, check it out.
Right.
Alessandro Ferrara
we'll
on MySpace.
We'll definitely use him at a couple of events.
Yeah, we have plenty of events coming up, so we'll definitely have to come out here and jam with us.
Sure.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to go. But, you know, down at Fremont Street, you say you're out there a lot, and the Bootlegger, if you do want to find Alessandro and book him, please feel free to do so.
We might actually be doing shows, an acoustic jam show at the Bootleg Bistro.
Oh,
that sounds good.
So at least you know that you've already passed the audition.
Good. Yeah, but thank you so much. But before you get out of here, you have one more song for us.
Right. Yeah.
So and this is another original tune.
Yes.
And the first one was Wonton and a Girl.
Yes.
No, Woman and a Girl. Woman and a Girl. And it's the Italian accent. It's such a beautiful thing. I want to make love to you all night long.
You make it harder.
I know. That's a horrible, horrible. I want to be Italian. I want to be Italian, even though I'm half with a name like Sparazza. But what's the song you got for us?
Well, the second song, it's called Where You Are.
Where You Are.
Right.
It sounds deep.
Yeah. It's kind of a
sounds
ballad.
Like it has lots of feeling.
Yeah.
It's a ballad.
It does.
Cool. Well, play it up.
I need to see you soon. just need you to be by my side. 'Cause our love is just one of a kind. There's no reason to change my mind. You will always be here by my side. I need to be with you. I really feel so blue when you're far. To see you soon, I always stare at the moon when you're far, and I try to understand where you are. When you're far, and I try to understand where you are.
Nice
job. Nice.
Thank you so much.
Great song right there. Awesome.
Dig. Ladies and gentlemen, this you've been listening to Alex Ferrara, if you are just chiming in.
Here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And again, if you guys are out there and you want to get some exposure, hit us up, just like Alex did. We'll put you on. We'll make you sound good. And then you get to play with Paul.
Yeah!
All about having a good time. All about having a good time and jamming.
Yeah, so we'll definitely put your MySpace stuff up on the website. Let people be able to find you. And you also have Facebook as well.
Right.
But your music's not on that.
Well, no. There's no my music. But anyway, I mean, you can guys check it out. Even if, you know, there's no music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to know what's going on.
So wait, there's music or no music?
There's no music on Facebook, but music on MySpace.
Ah, no music on Facebook, but music on MySpace. Good.
And
I'm glad to get
by the way, my stage name, it's Ale. Actually, it's spelled A-L-E-H.
L-L-E-H.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's not Alex. It's Ale Ferrara.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you so much, guys.
I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Tennessee. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey. Oh, he said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Hey! Yeah. Oh, wow.
The elevator's kind of rigging you, right?
I stopped at every bar on the way up.
Out, man.
But the view. You have to admit, the view up
Kate, what's up with the hole in the wall?
It's really none of your business.
Okay, just checking. No, I was wondering where that wind
came
from.
Start with the personal, hardcore questions first.
Right,
you know,
we'll get to know us first, then I might reveal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with StardustFallout.com.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Yeah!
Let me just add this right now. It's badass. I read that all the time.
Yay, that's good to know.
If you need to know what is cool...
And what's going on in this town.
In this town, StardustFallout.com. Check it out for all the cool, hip scenes right here in Las Vegas. You know, you think that it was dried up because we have all this Cirque du Soleil. You think that there's no room for small town art or the local bands. But what do you guys have to say about that?
There is more beyond the strip. Definitely lots to see out beyond the neon glow.
Excellent, excellent. Because we like to get down there and get seedy. You know, get down there and get to the cool bars. Get to meet the real folk here of Las Vegas. So,
Paul's all about sleeping with down at Tent City.
I've been there. Actually, it's very lovely. I've seen some of those beds that they have made. They're awesome. They actually have really nice comforters and stuff.
In Tent City. You know what? I know plenty of starving musicians there that probably need a job. But, you know, stay tuned and we'll keep you posted to those people coming up.
The problem is they've pawned all their instruments.
Don't worry, now they're... I don't even know what kind of instrument they're going to be playing now. What? I could do the ham bone.
We had a band come in. Actually,
I just ham bone.
Let me just say this. We did have a band perform at one of our events that came in with flippers and a trash can.
Flippers and a trash can.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like
and
a really...
Sounds like
we have it on video.
Band.
Oh, yes. Flippers and a trash can. What do you say to that, something like that? It's like, yeah, we brought the band here. We brought the trash cans, got the flippers. Anybody bring the guitar? Oh, we don't need that. Yeah, I bet they fucking rocked.
They did. We have it on video.
It's going to be a show,
it's
actually.
It's on our website.
Oh, yes. StardustFallout.com. So whose brainchild is this StardustFallout.com?
Edison Graff.
Edison Graff. And ladies and gentlemen, you are now hearing the sultry sounding voice of Michael Sparks.
Oh, thank you.
Who's sultry. Actually the FNG over at StardustFallout.com, meaning the FN new guy. But so, I'll censor myself right now. So, but tell us a little bit about Stardust Fallout.
Stardust Fallout, basically, Edison, his one phrase, out beyond the neon glow, which means it's out beyond all these huge shows like you were talking about earlier, Cirque du Soleil and all the big casinos. It's about the local places, like the mom and pops type restaurants, the bar, you know, the local bars. You know, all the stories behind it. You know, it's given, like, love back to these people that really are the driving force in all of these different neighborhoods, you know, in Clark County.
Excellent, excellent. Man, that's – that you have a pretty broad market there to choose from. So, and Lisa Walsh, who is the music director of Stardust Fallout, and you said you're in charge of the bands and finding new, fresh acts that you want – you want to expose?
Pretty much. We're just out there searching for whoever is pretty much playing the Vegas circuit outside of the strip. So we're looking at the local bands, the local venues, anywhere that the music of Las Vegas can rise up above where it currently is. We've had few bands come out of Vegas that have just made it to beyond. And there's so much more talent in the city that more people need to realize that. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get them out there.
You know, we kind of do the same thing over here at the Rockin' Radio Show. We always have musical guests come on, trying to get them out their solo projects. And we always put it out there. And it's great that you guys are here because we always hope to create that synergistic relationship with, you know, other people who are doing this as well as us. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the up-and-coming bands that you have?
Well, a couple of the bands that we book a lot at our venue, the Goldmine Tavern, and Reverse.
Is it the Golden Mine?
Goldmine.
The Goldmine Tavern.
Goldmine.
The Goldmine Tavern.
Which is an awesome place, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's a very fun little bar that most people would just drive by and think, oh, biker bar, don't want to step inside that. But it's actually not. You actually walk in, and it's just amazing when you walk in. You're just like, okay, it's very small. For one, but the sound in there, the people in there, the bartenders, everybody who shows up are just having such a wonderful time. You're like, this isn't exactly what I expected.
No, is your demographic broad? I mean, is it something that, granted, you never want to bring your kids to the bar.
I had a band do that.
Dude, man, you know, Joey, he's our roadie. You know, he likes to carry my guitar. I can't go on stage if Joey doesn't play.
Yes, we got ticketed that night from the cops because their kids were standing outside of the venue listening to their dad play while other people
God
were
drinking.
God knows,
you never know what kind of, you know, crap they're getting into. You know, Joey, who's charging admission for people to come into the bar.
He's actually our door guy.
That was awesome.
Excellent.
So you'd be surprised what people would do, but our demographic is pretty much the gold mine is 21 and over. So anybody above that is more than welcome. I've got several of the senior citizens in there having a grand old time dancing to hard rock music. So if you can get that
on
film, there's a YouTube for you.
Excellent, because that's nothing but comedy, watching two old people go at it to Megadeth. Cutting the rug. Yes, thank you very much.
Dancing their heart out to a guitar solo. No joke, though, when they had Monster Circus at the Hilton, we went in one time, and there was an old lady there. I had to be 60, 70 years old, and I'm like, she has no idea what she's about to see, you know, because it's a free comp for her probably because she gambled all day. But then D. Schneider comes out and starts singing, "We're Not Going to Take It Anymore." And she's like, headbanging. I'm like, this is the coolest grandma I have ever seen in my entire life.
Watch it. She was like 40 years old and, you know.
Oh, she wasn't 40. Yeah. She was.
It's been a hard life for her, man. I bet she was only like 45.
The band came out originally.
No, she's sitting there in the casinos all day long for like 8 hours a day. Those 40 years. Yeah.
Smoking.
Yeah.
I'm going to win it big.
Yeah, I'm going to win it huge. Dude, I'm only 37.
Hey, don't knock the age.
Hey, I'm 35. You look fabulous, I must say.
Thanks, so do you.
Oh, thank you
what
very
are
much.
You, 12?
Something like that.
Okay, just
something like that.
Ooh, another age joke.
Oh, that's why you're interested,
what? Mike, you, yes, also,
you also do restaurant reviews.
Yeah.
You go out there and you see what kind of food's out there. Tell us. What do you have going on this week?
This week, actually, well, like the past couple weeks, we've had interviewed CEO of Capriati's, TNT Tacos over the Luxor. No, it's great. Actually, they brought out so much food, we had to get people involved on the street.
Oh, thanks for the call.
Oh.
yeah, that's great. We didn't get on that one. That's
starving all week, but, you know, that's cool.
So, yeah, we get out there, we do reviews, some of the bigger companies, like obviously Capriati's, and then, you know, some of the more local restaurants. And sometimes things go together. You have a restaurant that has great food and then good drinks, you know, like in the case of TNT Taco. Over
TNT Tacos, is that Tacos and Tequila?
What? Tacos and Tequila.
Tacos,
yes.
And Tequila, what a great combination.
Good combination.
Yeah, great place.
And you said they have something going on this Wednesday.
Yeah, tonight, actually, they have...
That's tonight, or every Wednesday at this point.
So I wasn't sure if this was live or not. Yeah, basically, they have this thing called the human rooster fighting, and insert, you know, another word where rooster is.
Cockfighting.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Not, I don't
it's
think it should be...
Radio,
it's right? It's radio. I mean, it's cock is not a bad word.
No, it's actually,
It's in the dictionary.
It is.
Unless you talk to an angry lesbian.
Yes.
So basically, you stomp balloons, you wear a rooster outfit, and you make money if you win. If you
How
stomp
much
out
do
all
you
balloons.
Make?
$20,000.
Excellent. So
no,
go
I'm
down
sorry.
There.
Actually, that was $25, which, what were you saying? Was that equivalent to how many shots of tequila?
One shot of tequila here in Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want your one shot of tequila and you want to make an idiot of yourself wearing a rooster hat, I'm down. I will be there drinking with you. You know, and hopefully they'll let me go out and then come back in. Then I can do another shot. I doubt that that's going to fly. I doubt that's going to fly very high. So, I mean, but that's awesome. You're going to be there. Are you here this Wednesday alone, or are you going to go out there? Is this just your local hang that you go every Wednesday
actually,
for
I've
your shot
Actually, I've only gone
tequila?
A couple times. You know, it's I like to frequent bars around town. There's a ton of videos up on the Stardust site. Like I went to Double Down and they have the bacon martini. I'm not sure if you've heard of that. And
yep.
That
and
one.
Ass juice.
Ass juice. But the thing about the bacon martini, I haven't had meat for like 4 years, and that was my introduction.
You look like you haven't had meat for 4 years.
Yeah, that's good.
I just had a steak
wondering,
today.
I'm actually wondering what that really means. That, you know, I don't know if that was a pickup line or something like that.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Why is he always got to go to the gay thing with me, man?
Well, I mean, you look like you haven't had any meat. Do you want some? I didn't know that would.
Whoa.
So I didn't know.
Yes, big boy.
I'll give you some meat. I'm half Italian.
Lord have us mercy. Look at you in them tight jeans.
So,
anyways, let's get back to topic.
So basically, I go out to the bars. That's one of my fave things to do, and try out, you know, the bartender specials or, you know, whatever the restaurant has.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming out to our show.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know before, you know, we leave?
Well, we do live bands every
do-do.
Thursday. I know. I do live bands.
She does all of them.
All live bands.
Intimately.
Thursday through Saturday.
Yes.
So if there's any local bands from Vegas that are looking for a show, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at the Gold Mine Tavern, feel free to contact me at stardustfallout.com.
Yeah, so please, if you guys have guitars, you want to get out there, put your band together, and just get out, have a great place to hang, have a great place to enjoy some good drinks.
Oh, yes.
Great drinks.
Yeah,
cheap drink specials.
Cheap
$10
drinks. $5 pitchers.
$5 pitchers. That's unheard
that's
of here in Vegas.
Four beers per pitcher.
Unheard of.
She's got it.
So, I have it all.
Is that 7-Eleven?
She'll be there this Wednesday, too.
It's not just about tequila.
Yeah, because God knows, you know, I don't trust a woman who doesn't drink four pitchers of beer.
Yeah, that's me in one night.
Especially if it's PBR.
It is. PBR on draft.
Oh, man. You hit it right on.
Oh, good Lord. But yeah, if you guys have if you have a band, you want to check a place to get out there and get your music heard and have an opportunity to play around here in Las Vegas in the venues that are off the strip as well as on.
Yeah.
Please go check out stardustfallout.com.
And we'll put a link up on the website.
Great. Yeah. We are here talking with Lisa Walsh and Michael Sparks. Thank you guys so much
for coming on out.
Well, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Red. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Eight. We've worked together for years.
Seven. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
One in eight Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
Five. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
Four. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
Three. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
Two. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the one in eight in your life that needs help?
One. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings. And she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven.
Comedy show. We're up here on the 44th floor with the Spaz Box, and we got some cool things happening throughout the show, like Pinto here from the Las Vegas Volleyball.
Coach Academy. Pinto,
how
Coach
are you guys doing today? Pinto. I'm doing pretty good.
Get up on the mic. There you go. Now we can hear you.
Oh, hey, how are you guys doing today?
Excellent, thank you.
Much better.
Awesome.
So, Coach, tell me. You run the Las Vegas Volleyball Academy. Where are you guys located?
We are currently located at the Centennial Hills YMCA.
And, you know, from what you were telling me earlier, this is one of those things. It's a labor of love. And why do it? Why do you think volleyball is important to get out there for these kids?
Well, currently, I mean, you want to be able to get your kids out and about. I mean, there's a high obesity rate. I mean, for the most part, just be active.
Yeah, because they all play video games all day, Rabbi.
Hey,
get your freaking kids out.
DDR makes kids skinny again.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
No.
Yeah, saying,
yeah.
No, it doesn't, dude. You can believe that.
DDR. And when I walk up into Circus and I see a fat lady doing DDR,
yeah,
and
but she's not doing it on expert. She's doing it on normal.
No, dude, she was doing Insomniac, and she was knocking out those tunes.
And she was still fat.
Still fat.
Yeah, don't be lying to yourself.
Hey, you know what? People go to the gym that are fat. It takes time and effort. You gotta just fucking do it, man.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
Just saying.
DDR,
I'm just saying. DDR makes you skinny. It's in schools, goddammit. It is. Do you know that?
You just say
what
one,
school did you go
you
to?
You just say one negative thing, and you
I
just,
gotta defend it. I got to. I get mad.
You know, it's all right. We
I
know,
can't
hey,
right
hey,
I can't give up.
We all know he's wrong. Let him hold on to his glimmer of hope.
Exactly.
And his
all
own
right.
World.
Let me be wrong in my world.
All right. So back to Coast. So that's great. So are you? What are you out there? Are you teaching the fundamentals of the game?
We're introducing the game to kids.
What's the age ranges that you usually have?
We go from 8 to 18. We even have adult classes.
Ooh, adult classes. That's good. That's good because, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there, whether they be in grade school. And it's not one of those things that I've heard of, that you want to get out there and get your kids psyched up about volleyball. It's a great team sport. Great for team building, great for confidence, building those confidence levels. Honestly, and you can play, is it indoor?
We do indoor and beach classes.
For the love of Christ, I mean, good luck. It's inside, and that's great, because this is Las Vegas. You'll die outside if you play. In.
That you do.
So, great, have your kids do something fun, something that will keep them out of trouble, keep them inside from out of the heat, is an awesome thing.
It doesn't involve video games, Rabbi.
I'm not even going to talk. I'm just done.
That's good. I think that's good for everybody. Yeah. That's good for everybody. No, but so tell us, how long have you been doing this for?
Well, I've been playing the sport since roughly around sixth grade.
No offense, but you're a little short.
Yeah.
Have
so
you
was
seen this
Spud
guy
Webb.
Jump?
Yeah. Have I seen him?
Have you seen him jump?
I bet he's a badass.
He's
unbelievable.
We just finished a 3-day super clinic where we had...
super clinic. Sorry.
Well, we had two Olympians come in and teach the game to us and the kids. And then we had Barry Lovelace who came on, and he created a volleyball-specific workout.
Oh, that's great.
I love the workout so much that I did it over the 3 days, and immediately I saw a 2-inch increase in my vertical, and I already have a 40-inch vertical.
Because God knows, you know, if you see this guy, he's not like your normal average volleyball guy who stands there about 6'5 on the U.S. team. He's about, you know, 5'6". Which is totally the opposite. But anyway, 40 inch vertical, that's humongous. That's humongous.
Yeah.
That's taller than Rabbi.
That is. I think I can bound over Rabbi in a single leap.
But that's great. So
I'm just not going to say anything right now.
Honestly, Rabbi, what could you say at this point?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I can be like, I am 5'9 or 10 or whatever, and sound like some dirty
juice. The only way
no
you
point.
Could leap over him is if it was some virtual reality game.
Hey, give me superpowers, which I'll get to later.
You need to,
we'll
need to attend his super clinic.
I do. His super clinic will turn me into a video game character. I can do all sorts of special things.
As you can see, Rabbi's very limited.
Yes.
So, but let's get back to Coach. So, the age ranges, you go from young to old, and how often are the lessons?
We go Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7. That is our normal class, and then I play volleyball probably every night.
You play volleyball every night?
Every night.
It must be an awesome job.
It's phenomenal. I sit here and I get to teach kids something that I love to do, and then it shows on their faces when they get it. And then you go out there and you play with other people who get it. It's phenomenal.
That's great. I mean, I do a lot of educational reach out stuff myself. So to get out there and motivate kids in the right direction, give them an outlet in which they can create something for themselves and be part of a team.
Definitely. What a lot of people don't understand is, I mean, when you learn to be a part of a team, you learn to be a part of the community.
And honestly, that's what this show is really getting to be about. We really, the Rock and Comedy Show, we want to get out there. We want to let all our listeners know that you're here. And I encourage all our listeners to go out there to LasVegasVBA.com. That's Las Vegas, Vegas, VBA. .com. And like I said, the sessions are reasonable. The sessions are $160 for 8 2-hour sessions. 8 2-hour sessions. So if you need that time during the day, that's a lot less than any, you know, babysitting that you're going to be paying.
Definitely. I mean, it's right after school, you know, and if you're in the area, you just drop off the kids, then pick them up in a
Go out
hours.
There, get your nails done, dude. You know, go get a little bit of pamper. Might get that massage, that mani-pedi, whatever them girls call it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we have Angie coming up, and she's going to be doing the news later.
Yes.
And she'll tell you all about those mani patties later on because she's such a girly girl. But we have a special. We have a special going on, right, Jay? That's what I hear. Yeah, if you go in and go through the website and call Coach Pinto and you mention the Rock and Comedy Show, he'll knock off $20 right there. So you can get out there and get your kids doing something fun,
definitely,
something exciting. They'll have a blast. Get them out of your damn house, because I have two kids myself, and I need to put them in something, because they drive me nuts at home.
We take enrollment at the first of the month, whatever the first Tuesday or first Thursday of the month is. Just come on in, and we'll get you settled.
Awesome. Badass. Well, thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent, man. Well, that's Coach Pinto. We'll see you all in a minute.
Rock on.
Everyone is out to get my fanny. Everybody wants to see my fanny. Everybody likes to hold my fanny. But she loves no one but me. Everybody wants to seize my fanny. Everybody likes to squeeze my fanny. They do everything to please my fanny. Still she loves no one but me. Oh, don't touch my fanny. Please don't ever try. My little fanny is reserved for just one guy. That's why I never let another love light blind me. Everywhere I go, you'll always find me with my little fanny right behind me. 'Cause she's so in love with me. Everyone who ever spied my fanny tried to hang around beside my fanny. Maybe I should go and hide my fanny, or she'll find somebody new. I've seen lots of fannies in my time, and frequently their cheeks were close to mine. But never have I held one so divine like the fanny that belongs to me. We will be married someday next June. And when we go away to spend our honeymoon, I know that everyone is gonna miss my fanny. No one ever could resist my fanny, but they wouldn't dare to kiss my fanny, 'cause she's so in love with me.
All right, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show.
All right, we're back.
Time for a very, it seems to be a very popular segment. We did it one time last week, and people loved it.
Yeah, and here it starts up again.
We've invited Brian back, because he's got a few things he wants to get off his chest. A few things.
Man, I have to get my list out. What I'm doing. That's always a helpful hand.
We had a couple people email some of their rants.
And we are doing I Can't Get Behind That, right?
That is, I Can't Get Behind That.
So let's... Let's see. What do we got here? Let's see. All right. This is all about I Can't Get Behind That, where we all sit here and complain and bitch about what's wrong with everything that's going on today. So, let's go around the circle. We have Crazy J here. This is the Spaz Box. We have the Rabbi in here. And, oh, yeah, you're here, dude. You don't have anything. You might as well just get your stuff lined up.
I don't have my list with me, man.
Well, you better think of something real quick.
And, I think your segment will show Brian how it works by having you start it off.
Oh, you have me start it off. Great.
Well, it's your segment.
It is my segment. All right. So it goes a little bit something like this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I can't get behind. This is what bad parents. You know what? Bad parents suck. If your middle school is wearing high heels to school, trust me, the kid isn't the issue here. For God's sakes. If she's wearing more face makeup than the hooker that Rabbi had last night.
Hey, don't tell my girlfriend about that shit. That's between us.
Wait, that was his girlfriend.
Oh. And I'm sorry. It's the media.
She listens
only
to the show
media.
Now, man. You gotta be careful.
Then I'm sorry. You have to be careful.
Get the, you know, I don't have to. Be,
I need
yeah,
to. I need to watch out.
For nothing.
Anyways, I'm not done yet. But like I said, the media is only partially to blame for this. Bad parents suck. Don't be their friends. Be their fucking parents. And you know what? I can't get behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay.
All right.
All right, Brian.
My main, I don't know who started this, and it happened years ago. I cannot handle pedestrians having the right of way. I don't believe in that. I think that it is easier for a human being to jump out of the way of a car than it is to step on the brakes. So I just, these pedestrians that think they own the road and they can do whatever they want and lollygag across the street just bugs me. Get the hell out of my way. I got places to go. I'm burning carbon.
He just runs them over.
I will too. That's yeah.
So you can't get behind that.
No, I can't get behind pedestrians.
Nice.
Having the right of way.
Rabbi, you're up.
All right, so considering I was just put completely on the spot for
this
one.
Yeah, my heart's crying for you.
Oh, no. Oh, God. All right. Jewish guilt. It does hurt very much.
Yeah, we do it every Wednesday.
Well, I'm sorry. I had a million other fucking things planned. All right, so I was walking in Walmart the other day, and I looked over at this dude, and, you know, it's cool. You want to do the faded jeans. I can't get behind that one from before. We've talked about that before. But, something I don't like is holes in people's jeans, and it's not just at the knees, it's actually in the fucking crotch, alright? Have you... I said at the knees is fine, okay? This is fine. My problem, when I can see your fucking underwear, alright, you got your whitey-tighties in here underneath your jeans.
Are they tighty-whiteys or whitey-tighties?
My bad, I'm sorry. I'm spewing off in anger here.
He's Jewish.
I am. I get that. I'm lissexic, please excuse me. So, overall, crotch holes in jeans, that one is... I can't get behind that.
Ooh. This is a good one, though. This kind of goes with the pedestrian thing, almost. It has something to do with the crappy drivers. It might be here in Vegas, it might be anywhere, but the one that really, really gets to me is the guy that's behind you, speeds up, gets in front of you, slows down to make the turn.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Brian just plows into him, but whatever. That's one of the ones I can't get behind. Also, not stopping or pulling over for emergency vehicles is the worst. And the big one in this town, car breaking down, not getting it off the side of the road, or turning your hazard lights off. Huge. I can't get behind that.
Excellent. So, there I am, and excuse me if I don't want to play Frisbee in what you consider your dog's public toilet. Sorry, clean up after your pets and don't be that guy. It's a responsibility that came with the damn dog in the first place. So go on and grab that plastic bag, bend down, and pick up that nice deposit, that excrement that Fluffy made, your best friend, and honestly, stop making all the rest of us who don't own fucking dogs piss. Don't piss me off. Don't be that guy. You know what? I can't get behind that.
Yes, the other thing I can't be behind is this special treatment to these celebrities that get in trouble and then they go to jail and are supposed to spend 90 days but get out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap.
That's bullshit.
Yes. It was tough enough me having to spend weekends in there years ago.
Because you'd definitely be somebody's bitch.
Yeah. Hey, now. Yeah, I can't get behind that special treatment crap. I really can't.
Yeah, so you can't get behind that. Rabbi, you're up.
All right. So by my house, I'm looking at these streets, and I'm like, all right, I'm driving. I'm going 55 or 45. All of a sudden, 35 miles an hour? What the fuck? Why is it the same fucking street? Like 5 seconds away, it goes from a 55 to a 35. Low speed limits. I'm sorry. I got shit to do. I need to be from point A to point B fast. You know what? I can't get behind that.
This one actually comes from Dino Mike, who emailed this one in. He has a problem with this, and I think many of us do if you're on Facebook. No, he doesn't want to buy a cow. No, he does not want to join your stupid mafia. And no, he does not want to see your fake apartment. Has this not gone far enough? He says, actually, now he's really pissed because 7-Eleven has the gift cards so that you can buy shit in these games. What brilliant a-holes figured out people will actually pay to buy stuff, imaginary stuff. So those mini book games on Facebook, he can't get behind that.
Damn straight he can't get behind that.
Farmville.
All right.
Chivalry is dead, and it's sad that the only place that it actually happens is in the movies. Guys, ladies, let me clue you in that guys used to open doors for girls, and a first date consented with, honestly, came with flowers back in the day. You know what? We used to stand up at the table before our ladies sat down. And now, ladies, now you have the honor of meeting guys in these awesome clubs by them rubbing their Johnson all up and down the backs of your legs.
I enjoy doing that shit, all right? Can we? Can,
yeah,
I
that, told this, you to this, stop. This goes right.
What?
Between, honestly,
you to stop.
But they,
I don't like
they,
it.
I do it until the big. The
oh,
big
I'm not done,
over.
Dude. I'm not done. This is geared at douchebags like yourself.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, after you're done humping on her leg like Jay's dog did to me as I walked through the door, not to mention the cool stealth-like move, stealth-like ninja move that you guys use these days, because you don't have the freaking balls to ask what the girl's name is in the first place.
I don't
Let
need
me
to
clue
know
you
her
in.
Name.
Let me clue you in, guys. Take your advice from Spaz. Ask the girl her name at least first, and try to get her to hump on your damn leg.
And, not
and
her
you know
Twitter
what?
Name.
I can't get behind that.
And not her Twitter name.
All right, so I'm over at Sunset Park the other day, and I'm trying to throw a football back and forth with my buddies.
You can't throw a football.
Believe
dude.
It or not, I can throw it 6 yards. Six,
wow.
Okay? That is
yeah.
that is very
Please
long
revoke
for
his
a
man
nerd.
Card now.
What? I have a penis. I do. I swear.
But when he throws it on a video game, it goes yards.
It goes perfect. I am the king of Madden. No. Seriously, though, we're throwing a football. We don't even realize what's going on, but we got people, hey, let him fucking move! I'm sorry, I thought this was a public park. Are we? I'm throwing a frisbee! Frisbee golfers? Since when are they fucking serious athletes? No joke, I watched a frisbee golfer yell at a three-year-old, a fucking three-year-old, because she thought the frisbee was like, she's like, oh, frisbee, I'm gonna go pick it up on the ground. Literally a 40-year-old man screaming, get the fuck away from my frisbee, you cunt! It's a three-year-old! Are you fucking serious? It is a goddamn three-year-old. So serious? Non-real athletics? I can't get behind
we
that.
We have tickets blood pressure.
I think so.
Wow.
Sorry, am I getting a little loud?
That was crazy. something else I can't get behind, 3D movies. What is going
fucking
on
fucking took
the
mine,
3D,
you dick.
With the 3D movies. You can actually yell at Dino Mike.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I thought Avatar was rad.
No, certain movies are
certain
fine.
Right.
But let's talk about the new dance movie that's in 3D.
No, step it up 3D, because I, God knows, I want to see somebody doing head spins and windmills with their feet
like
in my
Tron.
Face.
Have you seen that thing?
Look, not everything has to be in 3D. Some things, yes. Tron, great. 3D, awesome. You know, but not everything needs to be in 3D.
I absolutely agree with you.
Especially Step Up
step,
in 3D.
Step Up 3D.
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
All right, you know what I can't get behind? 600 channels of crap, reruns, and nothing good on TV. I mean, if we were going brain dead, my parents said you were going brain dead from watching too much TV. I'm sorry, but kids today must be the equivalent of getting shot to death, then picked up and hung, stabbed a couple times, poisoned, drawn and quartered for good measure, and then shat on for good measure. There's just too much information. There's too much information, and there's no filter. You know what? I can't get behind that.
Ooh.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm
you're out?
Yeah,
you're
I think
out.
I'm out.
You don't have a lot to bitch about.
I really didn't because
dude,
I had
you're
all
like
of
900 years old. You have plenty to bitch about. You know, you're I mean, all these young girls and hot guys. You might. Yeah, I mean, I bitch about.
No,
that.
Here's the one I can't get. Speaking of that, I can't figure this one out. You always see this really hot gal going out with some like sloth of a fella, and I can't.
He paid for her.
He paid for her. This is Vegas. They come pretty cheap here
all the time.
And the women is always dressed to the nines, and he's like dressed with holes in his jeans.
Hey, I'm trying to be the in crowd back in the
80s. With his gonads hanging out of his whitey tighties.
That is not where the holes in my jeans right now are.
I can't get behind that. How can one person be dressed up so much and the next person be such a slob? And they're walking hand in hand.
You know, that's true, because the girls get dressed in nines and they're like, you know, there's 30K millionaires out there. You know, douchebags who sit there and be like, oh,
because
sad.
The millionaires don't care how they look.
I guess.
They got the money.
They'd rather look poor.
That's right.
All right, over to me. So, I was thinking about my family the other day, and I was thinking Jewish people.
It's good. They don't really think about you.
I know.
We all really try not to think about you.
All right. So, I'm just thinking about it, and just in general, Jewish people act their stereotype. What is wrong with you? People think we're stingent. People think that we're just terrible human beings and we're money grubbing and we guilt everyone into stuff.
You're
so
not.
You know what?
All right. I can agree with you on that one.
Anyways, Jewish people acting their stereotypes. I can't get behind that.
Well, you only half Jew.
I'm only half Jew. And half insane. That's the insane rabbi. That's the name of the store.
But,
or the story
right,
of the name.
Right. But here's the other half.
Here's my last one. This one.
Gay.
This one was actually emailed by Krista. And the one thing she can't get behind is looky-loos on the freeway.
Rubbernecking.
Yeah, those are the worst. But I'll add to that. To me, it's more annoying when they're trying to see the accident on the other side, going in the opposite direction. You can't see anything, people. Keep going. I can't get behind that.
Yeah. All right, this is my last one. Okay. You're lucky if I take a shower on a daily basis, people. I'll tell you know that right now. And the overpowering persuasion of the media feeding our insecurities and paranoia to make us feel that our very health and livelihood is at stake unless you buy these Clorox wipes that kill 99% of all bacteria. Hey, I didn't ask for that much help. 99% is a lot. And just a news flash for y'all, we need some of that bacteria to build up our immune systems. And you know what? Great. Now there's 1% out there trying to battle all that effing bacteria. And you know what? Over-sanitizing? I can't get behind that.
Yay.
Great segment of I Can't Get Behind That. If you do have something that you have a problem with,
Email us.
You can call us through Skype. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with us. We want to hear what you guys have to say about and the things that you can't get behind. And that, once again, ends the segment of I Can't Get Behind That.
Yeah.
Thank you for sticking out for that, Brian.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me. Sorry I didn't have more complaints, but as you brought those.
You must have a really good, nice life because, I mean, look at you. I mean, nothing gets to you. You're a rock.
What?
You're a rock.
And we'll be back after this.
Charlie Richter made a scale for calibrating earthquakes. Gives a true and lucid reading every time he fixed. Increments are exponential, numbers 0 to 9. When the first shock hit the seismo, everything worked fine. It measured 1, 2 on a Richter scale, a shabby little shiver. 1, 2 on the Richter scale, a queasy little quiver. Waves brushed the seismograph as if a fly had flicked her. 1, 2 on the Richter scale, it hardly woke up Richter. 1933 and Long Beach rock and rumble. Schoolhouse walls and crockery and oil derricks tumbled. Hollywood got hit but good, it even shook the stars. Shattered glass and spilled martinis on 100 bars. It measured 6-3 on the Richter scale, it rattled tile and plaster. 6-3 on the Richter scale, a rattling disaster. Waves bounced the seismograph as if a cue had clicked her. 6-3 on the Richter scale, it almost rattled Richter. Came the turn of County Kern, the mountains lurched and trembled. Bakersfield, which jerked and reeled, was almost disassembled. Arvintown was battered down in rubble and debris. Spasms racked the women's prison at Tehachapi. It measured 7-8 on the Richter scale. It fractured rails and melons. 7-8 on the Richter scale. It fractured female felons. Waves smacked the seismograph, a casualty inflictor. 7-8 on the Richter scale. It almost fractured Richter. Came a cataclysmic quake at Anchorage, Alaska. Seismos ran from Ketchikan to Omaha, Nebraska. Polar bears were saying prayers, the tidal wave was grand. Planted boats in California way up on the sand. It measured 8-5 on the Richter scale. It loosened kelp and corals. 8-5 on the Richter scale. It loosened faith and morals. Waves bashed the seismograph as if a mule had kicked her. 8-5 on the Richter scale, it failed to loosen Richter. Someday, pretty soon, we fear our many faults will fail us.
slide and slip and rip and dip and all at once assail us. Seismic jolts like lightning bolts will flatten us that day. When the concrete settles down, geologists will say it measured 8-9 on the Richter scale. It rocked them in Samoa. 8-9 on the Richter scale. It cracked like Krakatoa. Waves crunched the seismograph just like a boa constrictor. 8-9 on the Richter scale. It really racked up 1-2 on the Richter scale. 3-4 on the Richter scale. 5-6 on the Richter scale. 7-8 on the Richter scale. 8-9 on the Richter scale. It really racked up Richter.
AKA. Ooh, but Kendra, just the name rolls right off the tongue, doesn't
enough.
It?
That's
then that's enough, Kendra.
Yeah,
ooh.
There's a lot of association with that name anyway.
So. Well, her AKA is just a symbol, kind of like Prince.
Right.
She's just the Hooters girl formerly known as Kendra.
That's right. So when you come up to her and approach her, just, you know, nod your head.
Yeah.
Just nod your head and she'll understand that.
They know what the,
you know what the sign is. That's Kendra. Thank you. So, what do we have now, Jay?
Well, we're here. Well, they're here for a couple of reasons. One, we've got a Hooter. We're doing a karaoke contest down at Hooters at Sunset Station, where you guys are.
So you're telling me that we have a karaoke competition at Hooters.
Yes.
And we get to sit there. I know they're offering some great drink specials and some food specials, correct?
Right.
Plus, we
Plus
get to
I
be
was already told that Britney's going to win, so nobody
oh,
else
yeah.
should even.
No, but
like,
she got it going on.
Come in. I'm
going to
win.
Oh, you know what? The gauntlet is thrown, people. You're up there against Britney. But I'll tell you, I am a phenomenal female karaoke singer.
And he's here to prove it.
All right, whatever. We can do it.
No, okay, maybe later. I got to get the pipes warmed up.
Yeah, he's going to get the pipes warmed up.
All right, whatever.
But we're also going to have a little bit of fun. These two gentlemen over here, we have Johnny and Phil.
Woohoo! Johnny and Phil. As you notice, the applause isn't as great for the guys as it is for the girls, right?
Who gives a shit about them?
Like yay, great.
But we're gonna do a little game called "Are You Smarter Than a Hooters Girl?"
Yeah, because you know what little people know is that most of these Hooters girls, they're all, you know, struggling, going through college.
I have a degree.
That's damn straight. And you're not. And you know what? She doesn't need to do anything with that degree. What's your degree in?
Psychology.
No, she would rather be at Hooters than,
no,
you know.
No, because I can just already read it. If you need, like, ranch or blue cheese, I'm like, I already got it, ranch.
She's made for the
like
job.
A mind reader.
Made
That's what
for
I
the
went
job.
To school for. There's a whole chapter.
So, okay. She went to school for psychology. What did you go
made
to school
for?
Made
for
the job.
Oh, yeah, great. You're still in school. Great. Next. And what are you in school for?
Made for the job.
Oh, business. Boy, that's broad.
He couldn't even narrow it down.
business.
Oh,
business.
I'm getting a business degree.
Excellent. So we have a competition that we're playing. Are You Smarter Than a Hooters Girl? You know, she got her degree in psychology.
3.7.
You know, I can see you guys starting to sweat as it is. So,
how do we start it?
Well, you guys want to go first?
No, ladies first. Come on, you guys want to go? You want to give them an unfair
ladies
advantage
first.
Already?
Well, yeah. It's already going to be.
We are guests.
Damn
breasts. Straight. You know.
I heard breasts.
They just heard that you're breasts.
Oh, we have
guests.
Those too. Exquisite breasts.
Exquisite.
All right. Britney.
I know.
I will just go to see her.
When
yeah,
I
just
found out
she
was coming, I was like, yeah, we don't really need anybody else.
You know, I mean, just serve me wings and beer. Okay.
I got a good side, Kendra.
Okay, sorry, Kendra.
I need the symbol.
She's the symbol.
I have a degree, too. Yeah.
Anyway, what's your degree in?
Criminal justice.
You've seen it well at Hooters. Nice.
Exactly.
See, not only do they have the hottest Hooters girls.
But they're smart. Sense,
and the smart, they have the smartest Hooters girls here in Las Vegas.
So you see, guys, you might... You might have a little
trouble.
But we have two categories you can select from. Easy and really easy.
Come on with it.
Bring it.
See? They're not scared.
All right, whatever. Come on with it.
So.
Would it enter them at the same time? Whoever raises their hand first gets...
Oh, if they go first, we'll just ask them. Like, ask them the question. If they know it, they get the point.
All right, sounds good. Oh, and he is
look
over
at that. Jesse's on it.
Jesse is
smart
why,
manager.
That's why he's smart that's manager. Why he's the general manager over there.
That's right.
But he's on it.
Not Hooter Girls.
Excellent. Excellent.
Nice.
Hose and not hose. It could be that too.
We'll get 5 points per question. First one to 25.
Okay, 5 points per question. Okay. First one to 25.
Okay. All right. Easy.
You ready?
Numero uno.
You want to do the first one?
No, you do it.
Wait, are we supposed to answer at the same time?
No, we're going first.
If they don't know it, then...
She's going to whip your ass. Yeah, then, don't be speaking out of turn, dude. Don't be speaking out of turn. Brittany's on you. Criminal justice served. Served.
I just got that.
All right, I'm ready.
Are you ready? All right. Well, you want easy or hard?
We'll call it easy. We'll start easy.
All right. What is your name?
Consultation. Which? Who do you want?
It doesn't matter.
Kendra.
Nice.
Actually, you're wrong. You are. The Brittany.
The
oh, you spoke for the team. Okay, good. That's 5 points. 5 points for the girls' team.
Nice. Right. Guys, easy or hard?
Well, you want to fill out easy first?
Fill out
we'll do easy. See how it works.
You want to start with easy? You sure? All right. What famous document begins when in the course of human events? If you don't know this, you should just walk out now.
Repeat on, por favor.
You want to call a friend?
Like, are you smarter than fifth grader? Can we call people? Can we call people?
When is the course of human events?
Yeah.
I don't think of it.
Human events?
Yes, human events.
Oh, gosh, I mean,
all right,
really?
Time's up,
man. I mean, that was like 30 seconds. The Jeopardy was going on. You got them over like 10 minutes ago.
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought if they don't get answer, we answer.
No, you just get another question.
Oh, okay.
No, but do you know the answer?
Yes.
And what's the answer?
Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration of Independence forgot. Give the girls 5 points for that one. Give the girls another 5 points. I can't believe you didn't know that. Gosh. All right.
How un-American.
Okay, so the girls now have 10 points,
right.
And the guys have zero.
Settle.
All right. Girls, my turn. How many quarts are in a gallon?
How many quarts are in a gallon? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly it changes. This is where we need the Jeopardy theme.
Okay, can I answer?
Yes.
Yes, you may.
I'm going to go with four.
There, you are absolutely correct. There are only four quarts in a gallon.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, you guys are like, damn, why do you always get the easy ones?
All right, let's continue here. I'll try to give you a little easier than the last one, since you didn't know that one.
What's today?
Who said, I am the President of the United States and I'm not going to eat broccoli anymore?
Broccoli.
Yeah. Who said he's president? He's not going to eat broccoli anymore.
It's one of the presidents, right?
Wow. Well.
Yeah, that's why I said. The president of the United States.
Oh, the president what? I don't know which president doesn't like broccoli.
Yeah, why do you keep asking him history questions? That's not their strong point.
I would assume that sounds like something Bush would say.
Very good. Yes. George Bush Sr. actually said. Finally, they're on the board.
That's what we do. Okay.
All right, ladies, the next question. Who is the CEO of Apple Computers?
Go ahead. Want me to make up a name?
You want me to make up a name? No, his name would be good.
His name. This is. Oh gosh. Now, you know. Then now, guys, you have a chance at this one.
To redeem yourselves.
Are you cheating?
No, don't be googling out there. Put your phone down.
Eject him.
What?
Eject.
He's half
asleep.
I know this too.
Yeah, yeah, after you looked at it.
I'm Asian.
I know this.
Is it,
I'm Asian.
You are absolutely correct.
Nice.
So,
but we don't get a point, right? Or do we?
Yeah, you got a point.
Wow.
You got a point for that.
Put that up there, please.
Was that a 5-pointer or a 10-pointer?
That was,
that was
five.
Five.
That's five. All right.
It should be worth more. Don't you get extra points in
those? Don't cheat. She'll fight.
I'm scared.
Don't cheat.
I'm scared.
Don't cheat.
You should be.
All right, so it goes back to the guys to hopefully catch up.
They're catching up.
Tiebreaker.
Come on.
It's not tied yet.
The girls actually have five.
They can
points.
Catch up if they get this one, then it'll be tied. Let's give you a, I'm going to give you a hard one now, because I want the girls to win.
Give them another history question.
Give them another history question.
No, you asked the boy question.
All right, we'll see if Phil can answer this since he's Asian.
I thought we were a team here.
Yeah, but you should be able to answer quick because you're Asian.
You're like two people.
It's like a team of four over there.
Yeah, like three brains in an Asian, Asian mind. And you're good at math.
What ethnic group was largely responsible for building most of the early railways in the U.S. West?
They were the...
Are we going with ethnic group?
Can you talk it out? Do you know just to put the Jeopardy theme on? Draw you the picture? What do you?
They had the concentration camps back in the day.
Was he giving us a hint or was he trying to throw us off with the Asian thing?
But now I'm confused because Paul made a sigh.
No. Why do you gotta be making fun of my people like that?
No, it was Asian.
Yep. Come on.
All right.
Give us an answer.
You said ethnic group.
Yes.
All right.
What?
That's his broad answer.
That's his broad answer. No, narrow it down.
All right. This is just getting sad at this point,
ladies.
It's
the Japanese.
It's the Chinese.
That's what I said.
You said Japanese, fool?
Awful. Awful.
That was a throwout.
How was that a throwout?
Okay, girls.
That could have been any multitude of ethnicity.
You're winning.
Which, all right.
Winning.
Is that like magnitude?
They didn't get it. They lost.
Oh, okay.
Which one of these movies is not a Pixar film?
Okay.
Toy Story, Wall-E, Shrek, Finding Nemo.
Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer?
Dang, she just blurted that out.
How'd it go? Shrek or Finding Nemo? Not Nemo. You think Nemo is Pixar? I think Shrek is DreamWorks.
Man, I see the gears turning.
Shrek.
Are you going with Shrek?
Yeah.
That is correct.
That is correct.
All right, let's get. I'll let you ask one question. We'll give them 10 points if they can get it.
Did they get the answers before they came in?
No.
No.
We saw Shrek, though.
Didn't you just hear they went to school and what they mastered in? Not just business.
I'm a dropout, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dropout in business. Let's get that straight, boy.
Yeah. So we're going to we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to catch up with a 10-point question.
Ooh. It's a potty break?
Wait, but
if you miss it, they automatically win, and they'll take your 10 points.
Ooh, we got this one.
Oh, yeah.
Do we get treated badly?
You're getting treated badly now.
Get treated badly?
You get treated badly now.
All right.
Particle man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle man. Triangle man, triangle man. Triangle man hates particle man. They have a fight, triangle wins. Triangle man.
smaller man, universe hand. She's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, and a neon hand. And when they meet in the happy land, powerful man, universe hand. Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a man? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with person man? Degraded man, person man. Triangle man, triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man.
He's cheating. Like
No, man.
He's cheating like a mother. It's the Rock and Comedy Show. We are back, and we've got the Hooters girls here.
Woo!
Ow!
We don't need to talk about
and
the
And they
other
are
guys.
Smoking the ex-business student who dropped out of school, and I have no idea what you do.
And he's an architect. It doesn't matter at this point. You could just say he designed all of City Center. It doesn't matter.
Because God knows they're getting smoked right now by the Hooters girls.
That's right.
So, the last question. This is for either to tie it up.
Or for the win.
Or for the win for the Hooters girls. Which one of these characters was not in The Godfather? Pacino, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, James Caan, Marlon Brando. Is that your final answer?
That is our final answer.
You are absolutely correct. Oh, my God. Look at him. He was sweating.
We are men after all.
Oh, good Lord.
Although
that still is, honestly, remains to be seen. Remains to be seen.
You don't have the man points because it's not in your DVD collection, so.
I think, yeah. I have the DVD.
Yeah? Do you ever watch it?
I have The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And The Godmother
I
as well.
The Godfather.
That is awesome.
Super.
All right, so girls, you got one more question. This could win it. This could tie it up.
Okay. We can do it. We got it.
Yep. All right, here we go.
Let's do this.
What is the capital? Okay, so they're like, ooh, capitals. I'm good at capitals. What is the capital of Florida?
We actually got that in there. That's nice.
Okay. Now they're looking at each other. The gears are turning, and she is talking to her with her eyes right now, saying that, oh, my God, I don't know this one. I hope for God you know this one.
It's the Big Apple.
15 seconds.
Do we call somebody?
No, that's a whole other show.
Do you have any lifelines?
10 seconds.
I believe it's Epcot Center.
Disney World, I believe, is the capital of Florida. We might actually go. Ooh.
And that's time.
I don't think it really
All right. Matters. Guys, do you know it?
Okay, the girls do not know the answer. So
guys,
do you have an answer?
You want to say it? The answer would be Tallahassee.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. And the guys take the lead.
The guys win, actually.
The guys win. 25 points. God bless y'all. And let's say thank you to the Hooters girls because God knows they look good
they
losing.
They look better than us.
Let's,
they didn't look damn good losing. Hey, I win. I win either way.
We're all winners.
We're all winners. But excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for playing, guys. This is Are You Smarter Than a Hooters Girl? We're going to be doing this during the time when we are at Hooters at Sunset Station, and we'll be playing these games. So you can come out there and
win some prizes and win
excellent.
Some tickets. And
prizes?
Yeah, prizes. Tickets? Maybe a copy of Godfather on DVD. You never know.
Godfather movie.
So you wanna demonstrate your singing skills first?
Yeah, which one we sing?
Girl, you can sing anything you want. I'm just gonna sit here and enjoy.
Yeah, we'll take a break and we'll let you decide, okay, and then we'll be back.
Put a ring on it.
Here we go again. I was lying on my back porch, just to get in some sun. Had my hair done up in pigtails, had my swimming suit on. I was just about asleep when there came a shadow over me. I opened up my eyes to peek, and what did I see? There was a man, what a man, looking down over me. Tall, dark, and handsome, 6'3". There was a look in his eye that was telling me he knew there was something that he wanted to see. He said, "Hi, my name's Peter, and I'm here to read your meter. I'd like to see your kilowatt. Could you take me to your box?" I didn't have the slightest notion where that box could be, but I said to Peter, "Won't you follow me?" He went upstairs, downstairs, inside and out. I just loved having Peter follow me about. He said, "Hey, what's with your box? Can't you take me to your box? I came here to see your meter. They call me Peter, the meter reader." By the time he found my meter, it was 4:15. And he said to watch my heater as he was walking through my door. Every single kilowatt was looking just fine, and he'd be coming back to see them in another month's time. So now I'm waiting, yes, I'm waiting so patiently to have my sweet, sweet Peter read my meter for me. But maybe I should tell you so you'll understand that Peter used to be my telephone man. Singing, "Hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, any way you can." Oh, I've never done anything like this before.
Do it now.
There it is.
First I was afraid, I was petrified. You're thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from out of state. I just walked in to find you here with that fella.
With you, and you felt like dropping in and just expect me to be free. I'm saving all my loving
for someone is loving me. Come on, let go. Walk out the door, just turn around now. The door not welcome anymore. Won't you, the one who tried to break me with your lies?
You think I'd crumble? Think I'd lay down and die? Oh no, not
I will die.
Oh no.
long as I know how to love, I'll go and stay alive.
God, crumble. Version of I Will Survive that I have ever heard.
Even better than the original.
Oh, way better than the original, man. That was awesome.
That's Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah, I told you Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah, told you. But it's still better. You know? Your version's still better.
Yeah, it was rad. That was awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Guys, we're doing the Hooters and Rockin' Comedy Show all-female karaoke contest starting on the 24th. I think we have up there. 24th. And drink specials, food specials. Brittany's going to be there. Bender's going to be there. You guys can sing against them or try to. She's tough in every category.
That's right. But and she looks good doing it.
Looks good. Yeah.
Looks good doing it. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
And we hope to see you guys over at Hooters.
At Sunset Station.
Sunset Station. When does it start? When does it start up?
Again, the 24th.
August 24th, people. So I'll be there. Dale'll be there. Oh, what time it starts at? What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Sounds great. Now everybody has all the information.
That's right, and we'll give it again, of course, throughout the show. But thank you guys for coming down. Sorry you lost by just a couple points.
That's okay.
Tallahassee.
We made it up with that duet.
Yeah.
We won.
Yeah, that's right. You won.
Asian, do you want to sing a song?
Asian, do you want to hear a
song? I didn't think so.
Yeah. Maybe something from Godfather.
Something from the Godfather.
Maybe something from Scarface.
Michael Jackson.
Oh,
anyway, thank you ladies for coming on down. I want to thank Paul the Spaz Peraza for being here. Had to escort the Hooters ladies downstairs, if you know what I mean. I also want to thank Rabbi and Angie for being here. And Brian Hoffman. Go check out his show when you're in Vegas, Tribute to Red Skelton. A lot of fun, good stuff. Check him out. I also want to thank Stardust Fallout Magazine for being here today. Who else was here? There were so many people. I also want to thank Alejandro for stopping by and singing for us and hanging out. And did I miss anybody? I don't think I did. I think we got them all. Brian Hoffman is here. The Hooters girls were here. I want to thank Coach Pinto for stopping by, talking about his volleyball academy. And Scott Dial, has a great movie out on YouTube. Look it up. A Doll Named Charlotte. We'll try and put the YouTube video up on our website, rockincomedyshow.com, under Rockin' Videos. Just check it out. Again, I want to remind you, this Sunday, August 15th, it is the listener party at Cadillac Ranch, starting at 9 p.m. Cadillac Ranch is located at 6593 Las Vegas Boulevard. It's in Town Square. It's above the Yard House, across from the movie theater. The Rave Movie Theater. Again, it starts at 9 o'clock. It's going to go till midnight, probably a little later. It is 21 and over. However, because they do serve dinner, if you are under 21 and you're in there before 9 o'clock, they won't kick you out. You'll be free to stay. But if you are not 21 and you get there at 9 o'clock, you won't get in. Anyway, it's just a party, man. It's a listener party. I want to thank you for the downloads. Make more people aware of us out here in Vegas. And I want to welcome the Spaz to the show. He's doing a great job. I mean, he totally gutted the studio when he came. He goes, that ain't going to work for me. And he changed it. And so I have a whole new thing I got to learn, and I think I did pretty good with this show. I want to thank Spaz for being here. The listener party is going to have drink specials, rock band, karaoke. We got prizes. Sarah Patterson stopping by to do a little something for us. As well as Jeremiah Suter. Anything can happen at the listener party. You're going to want to come out. Webcams will be there. We're going to be filming it. Lots of action. So come on out this Sunday to the listener party. Cadillac Ranch, 9 p.m. That is August 15th. And one more thing before I get out of here. We are starting the first annual all-female karaoke contest at Hooters inside the Sunset Station in Henderson, Nevada, located at 1301 West Sunset Boulevard. I want to thank Jesse, the general manager of that Hooters, for helping us set this up and coming down here with Brittany and Kendra having a good time. I want to thank Phil and Johnny for participating. Sadly that they won. They should have let the girls win. Anyway, contest starts August 24th, 2010, ends September 22nd. Starts at 8 o'clock. It is 21 and over. Ladies, you have to sign up at Hooters. Come on down. There's an elimination round at the end of the night to the top three, who's going to move to the next round, and so forth, each week for 5 weeks. What's going to happen in the final round is amazing. You're not going to want to miss it, that's for sure. So come on down, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean, and I think you do. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back next week. Our guest will be Paul. Paul Spraza, no. He's my co-host. I'm still getting used to that. Bonnie Mazzell and Billy Krause will be here to perform. Also, Dangerous Curves are stopping by. And Christopher Laporte, he's going to be here to talk about something amazing that he's starting here in Vegas. That's it. I'm out. I hope you all do well, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show.